Now, I'm joined in studio by Joanna Power. Joanna is the proprietor of Blue Coast Veterinary Clinic. Joanna, good morning to you.
Good morning, Kieran.
And thank you for coming in. Dogs we're going to talk about specifically, I suppose, because of the heat and because of the, I suppose, everybody is a bit uncomfortable with at the moment. But can I just ask you, are there any breeds of dogs more that would have more problems than other dogs in this heat?
Yes, I mean, we've been very lucky to have such a good spell of weather, and all the dogs that have a short nose, all those little Shih Tzu, Staffy, Boxers, Pugs, they are really, really not good with the heat.
Okay.
They cannot use their nose properly, and they will be panting and panting and panting to cool them down. Dogs don't sweat. So all those little guys and big guys with a short nose will get overheated very fast, and they can get swelling of their throat and get into real trouble. I definitely would not recommend anybody with dogs with a short nose, especially if they are overweight, to walk them during that weather. And they'll be better staying home, nice in the garden, under the shed or inside, than to go walking.
So maybe early morning or late evening?
I mean, you know, 2 nights ago it was 24 degrees at 9 p.m., so yeah. It's still a bit too hot for them.
Okay.
And, you know, if they don't need their walk, I'd really leave them quiet. If they swell up on the throat, their airways closed in,
okay. And
they have to be rushed in an emergency to have their airways open, being put on oxygen. So that's a real issue with those breed that have a short nose. I really wouldn't recommend them to even play ball outside,
okay. Go
on a walk or anything like that.
So do dogs get heat stroke?
They do. There's different type of heat stroke. I haven't witnessed a real heat stroke here yet. They can get a bit dehydrated, but the real heat stroke, they will actually collapse and their brain will swell up. So all those dogs that could be left in a car, even for a few minutes when the temperature will get really high, their brain will swell up. So they get unconscious, their kidneys will fail, their liver will fail, and that's a real heat stroke. So we have mild heat stroke that I've seen here.
Okay.
I'm sure in the West at the moment they have 30, 32, they can get real heat stroke on the pets. That's a real emergency as well. But a lot of dogs overeating will start panting a lot and vomit. That will be the first sign that they are not right. So that's something to keep an eye on it as well.
Okay, now you mentioned the car. This time of year, it's inhumane. It's criminal to leave any dog in a car.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
Any part, or even a shed, anywhere confined.
I totally agree. I mean, our shed are a steel galvanized roof. It's like an oven when it warm up there. So if you have a nice concrete garage, like your home, you can leave them in there, but it has to be very well ventilated. Even outside, some dogs sometimes are a bit stupid. They lie under the stone enjoying it, and they don't realize they overheat. So if your pet is lying outside, you should really bring him in. The cars, I definitely would not leave them in the cars. A short stroll, as the car is going, open the windows, ventilate everything. But if you go doing your shopping or anything, you shouldn't leave your dog in the car. They would really overheat. Transporting them in the boot at this time, within 5 minutes, the boot could get really 50 degrees. I wouldn't, especially in cats, in carrier, leave them in the front seat or the back seat with you, open the window, make sure they don't jump out of the window.
Sure.
But it's too dangerous. It will apply with young kids and babies. People don't realize that can happen the same. You should not leave any little living being in the car on their own. Even a bit of the window open is not enough.
Okay. No. Can the sun or high UV cause serious illnesses like cancer in dogs?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we have a lot of questions like that. And there is some type of cancer that can be brought in by too much sunlight. In Portugal, in Spain, they have loads of them. A lot of cats with white ears will have sunburn on their ears. We often see those white cats with crusty ears.
Uh-huh.
And that starts by being sunburned. And after many years, every year, if they take more sun, it can turn into a cancer. Dogs will be affected on their nose. Some dogs that are predisposed to get a cancer might get sunburn on their nose. And after a few years, they can develop a cancer on that. Because they are hairy, we don't have the same skin cancer that you would have, like people would get melanomas and all that.
Yeah.
Our pets don't get that, but their ears, their nose, some pets love lying on their back, belly rub the sun. And we've seen one case only a few weeks ago when it was very warm with a terrier, got sunburn on his belly from just lying. So, you know, again, common sense, bring them in because themselves will not think about it. Applying sun cream, total sun blocker, it's a good thing on the ears of the cat. On the nose of the dog will lick his nose straight away, the cream is gone. On the belly of the dog, same thing, they'll lick it. So you don't want them to get intoxicated with chemicals. So it's not easy to apply sun blocker off your pet, and I wouldn't recommend it. Just bring them in and leave them nice and cool.
Okay. Now, I'm thinking that in some respects, dogs can be like humans, that they'd have, you know, they would suffer the same as what we would suffer. I'm thinking particularly maybe walking on hot concrete. The concrete foot pads can be absolutely red hot.
Yeah, no, that's true. And I think especially with the type of tarmacadam that we have in Ireland, it's not
the way to go. Yeah,
yeah, it's not meant. It's not good on hot weather. It's melting, so the tar could melt. Now, their pads is quite hard. Mm. Unless the ground was really, really hot, I don't think they will get burned with a normal concrete footpad unless it was melting, unless there was a little issue there. I personally don't think it's hot enough, but we have to be careful with the pets that might have sensitive pads. The other thing, as you were saying, like human, some pets just past 20 degrees, Irish dogs don't cope well as well. Some of them will go off their food.
And my next question is going to be, does their
very
appetite,
good.
is their appetite affected as well?
Some of them would. Now, I have two Labradors and their appetite are not affected in any way. They still eat like pigs, but we have a lot of little dogs that could be a little bit funny if find it too hot. Or even big dogs, they kind of eat in the middle of the night. So as long as they don't vomit and they look happy enough, if they have a reduced appetite, not to worry. But if there is something else, definitely check with your vet in case they have something else going on.
Okay. I suppose more than anything else, what somebody could come along and say to you, what's the best thing I can do, or a conglomeration of things to do for my dog in the heat? Is it just common sense?
Well, it is common sense, but sometimes we forget, like, there is some very athletic dogs that will go running and walking with their owner. And only a few days ago, I saw a gentleman running with a Staffordshire Bull Terrier with a muzzle on at 1:30 in the afternoon. That shouldn't happen. I think you have to be careful. Even if your pet is athletic, don't bring them out doing play ball, stick ball, running. Then if your pet is very hot, shower it. They love it. If you have a big woolly dog, get him groomed, get their hair trimmed. Even the small one, if they are very hairy, get them trimmed. And if they are outside panting and it's very hot, give them a cold shower. It will really help them. Okay.
And have water available at all times.
Water, of course, available at all time. Now, people will put ice cube into that. I'll be very careful. If the water is freezing cold, it can give a little bit of stomach upset to the pet. So normal water from the tap is not that hot and they'll be happy. Just, you know, don't try to throw water into their mouth thinking they are not going to drink. The gentleman who did that only a few days ago and nearly choked his dog. Yeah. So just be careful on that as well. But really nice and cool. Don't overexercise them. They'll be enjoying lying down. Take them away in the shed. Make sure they are well ventilated, plenty water available. And yes, common sense, real common sense.
Joanna, thanks very much for coming into me this morning.
You're welcome,
and
Kieran.
Anytime you want to come back, you're more than welcome to.
Thanks a million.
Thank
bye.
You too.